A difficult homecoming now, but a hopeful one. We can pray for our good friend Dan Damon, host of our partner, the BBC program World Update. 20 years ago, the 44-month siege of Sarajevo was the longest in modern history, marking the beginning of the conflict in Bosnia, where more than 100,000 people were killed and around 2.2 million had to flee their homes. Dan and his wife were there 20 years ago. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John.
So Sarajevo is such a beautiful place, such a bittersweet place. How have you been finding it?
We know it pretty well. We've been back quiet a few times since then. It's looking pretty good. It's raining very heavily. That's not so great. But it is a place much restored. There are lots of new buildings here, lots of supermarkets. There is work. New factories are opening. And there are still plenty of signs of the fighting, of course. Just below me, I'm here on a terrace in a hotel in the center, and you can see where the mortars hit on some of the buildings around. There are lots of damaged buildings that still haven't really been started on as a reconstruction, but there is some hope too. Also, the politics isn't mended yet either, and that's a problem for the young people. I've been talking to Adela, Emina, and Agan. They all lost their fathers during the war. Adela's father was one of the 8,000 who marched away to execution after the Serbs captured Srebrenica. So I asked them if they ever go into the part of Bosnia controlled by the Serbs.
You can, you know, walk normal in Srebrenica. You know, before war, it was like the Muslim place. Now, it's like all Serbs, and nobody likes you. I don't know. Maybe it's me who sees them that way, but it's very bad.
The emotion in her voice. Dan, is that scar tissue from the war, or is it a sense of realism, do you think?
They certainly are scarred. They told me that this memory of the war, even though they were babies at the time, it's in their families. Their mothers talk about it. It hangs over them like a cloud. So what about forgiveness?
You don't forget, of course. Do you forgive?
It is complicated, very complicated.
You cannot forgive something like that. You just can't.
It was war, and everyone wants to go to stay alive. And forgive and forget, it is hard.
You know, certainly Sarajevo and the whole Bosnian conflict stands as an epic moment in the history of Europe. Reminding us of some other moments, how do people put the conflict in Sarajevo in context of other conflicts in Europe?
What they're trying to do, John, is to put it in one very important context, and that, as you remember, is the First World War, because in 1914, here in Sarajevo, very close to where I am, a shot was fired. The Austro-Hungarian Archduke Ferdinand was killed along with his wife, and that was the spark that started the First World War. And what the Bosnians hope for is that they will be able to join the rest of Europe in all of its political structures, the European Union, yes, but especially they want to join the military structure, NATO, because they believe that would then put an end, if you like, to the First World War and the tragic 20th century that followed it. I talked to Foreign Minister Zlatko Ljubomir. I asked him about that link.
We are not imported Muslims. We are not Facebook generation Muslims. We've been here for centuries. So my personal opinion is that elections a year ago showed very clear signal that Bosniaks voted moderately. They voted for NATO, they voted for EU, and we have to give them that.
The history of Sarajevo 100 years later. Dan Damon, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.